Entertaining conversation.
Big Jim.
The Jim Snyder Podcast.
Well, let's see if I remember how to do all this. It's been a while. I got to plug my headphones into this thing and plug the microphone in and push this button. And then my voice goes out through the wires and out to the internet. It's digitized. And then you listen to it on your earbuds, your computer speakers, your tablet, maybe even a couple of tin cans, perhaps your refrigerator, because the internet, you know, it's everywhere. And I am your lovable host for episode 53 of the Jim Snyder Podcast. It is me, yours truly,
Jim Snyder.
So glad you could join me today for this episode. This is a podcast that talks about my story, someone who is visually impaired. And I've overcome a lot in my life to reach many of my goals and dreams. And from time to time, I'll bring people onto the podcast and they'll share their story with you. And as of our last episode, in our previous episode, I had Donovan Tildesley on again. I think he has set the record for being on the Jim Snyder Podcast the most times. Not because I am playing favorites, but Donovan has such a great story. He is a Paralympic athlete, totally blind, a swimmer, swam in the Paralympics in 2008 in Beijing, China, carried the flag for the Canadian team into the bird's nest there for the Paralympic Games in 2008, has since gone on to have a successful career, and he's a downhill skier on top of that. Totally blind. Nothing stops this guy. He does not know the meaning of the word, I can't. He'll try most anything. He even jumps into the ocean in January and does the polar bear dip. I wouldn't do that in the middle of summer. I mean, I'll go into the ocean, but it's got to be really warm because I'm a wimp. I'll be honest with you. But I've had Donovan on recently because he had a little situation with a cruise that he took. It didn't start out too good, but it has a happy ending. And I wanted to get him on and tell his story. So go back and check out all the episodes because it takes place over a couple of different episodes and it has a happy ending. And hopefully, Donovan, if you're listening, we'll get together sometime. We'll get Dave Welch in on this. We'll go and meet up in Toronto when you come this way next. And we'll get together, have a few adult beverages, and we'll bring our wives along just to make sure that we stay out of trouble. You know what I mean? Yeah, I know. So, yeah, just got to make sure about that. And Donovan isn't married. So, gals, if you're looking for a nice guy, Donovan's a good catch. He really is. He's a great guy. Thanks for coming on, Donovan. We'll do it again sometime. So, what's been going on with me? Well, we'll start with the fact that I talked about my radio station being shut off because I shut it off because I'm changing software companies, basically rebuilding the radio station. I'll get to that in a minute. Did a couple of other things while we have since we have last talked. Easy enough for me to say. Took a trip to Chicago for a few days. Saw a longtime friend and former colleague. Spent some time with him and his family. Kind of looked around Chicago, did a little sightseeing, had some great food, caught up with another friend that we met when we were in Mexico previously. I can't say the last time because I have since gone to Mexico, which gets me to the next part of the story here, what's been going on. Sarah and I were supposed to go away in October for her birthday. It was a milestone birthday, but we couldn't find anything that we really liked. So we ended up going this spring. So we went to Mexico, went to Cancun, went back to Cancun again. And we did something that I've always wanted to do. We flew first class. And it's one of those things, when you fly first class, you're ruined forever because you don't want to go back to economy. It's like anything else. It's like when I sat in the corporate box, the Rogers corporate box at the Kitchener Auditorium for a Kitchener Rangers hockey game when I worked for Rogers. Ever since then, I have been ruined when it comes to going to hockey games at the odd. I can't do it anymore because I can't sit in the box because you get spoiled. It's the same thing when you fly first class. In this case, it was one of these big airplanes. I don't remember the number, 8-something, 886 or whatever. I'm not a flight nut. I'm not a flight airplane geek. But nonetheless, it was one of those planes where you, first class is all these little pods. You get into your little pod and you basically can recline your seat all the way back. I mean, all the way back. You can be horizontal. You can sleep. They give you a pillow and a blanket and feed you anything you want. Well, actually, you order your food ahead of time and all the drinks you want, et cetera, et cetera. It's really nice. It's very comfortable. Plenty of, shall we say, butt room? I can say that, butt room. And it was a good time. I enjoyed it. Had a great time. Very comfortable flight down. Of course, it's delayed going down. It always happens. When you fly, when you're leaving to go somewhere, your flight's delayed. When it's time to come home, they can't get you home fast enough. That's kind of how it worked this time. The previous time, we left on time and were delayed several hours coming home. But that's a, I think I've told that story on a previous episode. Well, anyway, this time around, it was, we left a little bit, like we actually got off the ground about maybe 5-10 minutes early. But it was a nice flight home. Had a great time. Had some wonderful food. My only complaint about the food, the dining experience at this particular resort, was the Tabanaki table. It's where the guy makes the food in front of you, and you watch him cook the food, and he, you know, does some tricks and juggles the knives and the cleavers and everything. Well, he did that for about 2 seconds and then just cooked the food, didn't really talk to us, didn't talk to anybody at the table. And the food was good, but it was just kind of like in and out in 45 minutes. You know, it's just not really good. Yeah, I know. So, you know, what can you do? And I mean, and it really wasn't a big deal. It was just a little disappointing. My evening and my vacation weren't ruined over this thing. Otherwise, the food was excellent. Had a great time. Sat around the infinity pool, which is one of those pools where you just walk in. It's like walking into, you know, like a lake or the ocean or something. It just gradually gets deeper the further in you go. And it was the quiet pool. No music playing. They had a swim-up bar. They had drink service, but it was quiet. And that's all we did. We basically sat by the pool for the most part and really didn't do anything. It was very relaxing. Enjoyed it. And inevitably, and it happens to us radio people, you go somewhere and we're talking to these people, and sure enough, somebody says to me,
"Hey, that's quite a voice you've got there. You ever think about doing radio?"
I kid you not, a very nice couple out of Texas more or less cornered me on that and asked about my, you know, career and what I did. And the husband was enamored by the fact that I was a disc jockey, a announcer. He's like, "Hey, he's got the voice, dear. Hey, listen to that. He's got the voice. Hey, thank you very much, everybody. It's really nice to meet you." You know, say something in your radio voice. That's another thing you get. People will say something in your radio voice. And I'll say, "Okay, yeah, this is my radio voice." And they're like, no, like you do on the radio. And it's like, well, on the radio, it would be, you know, if I were to do my, like, you know, just talking to you like this and, you know, "Hey, how are you? It's nice to be here. And yeah, it's a, you know, nice weather today. Love sitting by the pool and all that." No, that would be kind of boring. So I'm honestly, you know, pushing it from my diaphragm and being a little bit more forceful. And of course, my voice is being equalized and processed and all that stuff to sound better. So that's my radio voice. So there you go. But I had a good time. Came home and was able to finally dive into getting the radio station rebuilt, because I'm switching automation companies. The company that I have been with, it's not a bad company. It's not a bad automation system. They really put a lot of thought into it. There was a lot of features about it that I'm going to miss. But there were some things that I was running into that I just could not get past. And I'm not going to give you all the details, except just to say that from probably the best thing to put it is, it wasn't the right automation system for me. Maybe for somebody else, you know, for one of the big corporations, or maybe somebody else or whoever, but not for Jim Snyder. So I decided to switch to a system that is more suited for internet broadcasters. They have a software program that does a lot of the things that this other system that I had did, but for a lot less money. And it's designed for people who aren't necessarily broadcasters, or they have a very rudimentary understanding, a very basic understanding of how this stuff works. You know, stations, you know, like community radio stations, where you have the local community radio station that has volunteers working there, doing shows on the station. And, you know, there's college radio stations and, of course, internet broadcasters like myself. And that's what this thing is really designed for. So when I realized that I was having problems and just some things that I just couldn't get past, I thought, I need to look at this one because it's designed for guys like me. So I'm in the process of getting this software installed. I had to get the computers updated, had to get them checked out and upgraded and everything. Not because this system is so complicated. It's not. I just decided, you know, we're going to have an update to Windows 11. Windows 11 is out. Windows 10 is going to be phased out here eventually. So why not just switch over to Windows 11 right now, get it done. It'll be one less thing I'll have to deal with that much later on. I won't have to deal with it as soon. So I did that and finally got the software installed, thinking, okay, let's get the music over from the old system into the new system. But once again, my old buddy metadata has bogged me down again. And if you're wondering what is metadata, it's all the stuff that goes onto the audio file that tells you the artist and title and album and all that stuff. Well, you need it when you stream audio on the internet for several reasons. I won't get into it, but nonetheless, it's something that you kind of have to have. Well, I'm having trouble getting the metadata working. So I went to the people that built this automation system that I've bought. And I said, okay, I'm using a different software. You know, I'm using your software. Will your software work with the library that I currently have that was designed for my old automation system? And they said, well, we will write a program that will basically make your music work on our system. To make a long story short. But we need to have you send us some information. Well, I did. And to kind of cut to the chase, there was one little thing that I left out inadvertently. I forgot to do. There was like a couple of digits, a couple of letters in the file names that I didn't put in there. And it just basically screwed the whole thing up. So I told them, oh, we need this code in front of all the files so that it'll work. And the guy says, yeah, that's why it's not working. I will, you know, what's the code? So I gave him the code. And then he said, I'll send you an updated version of the software program so that your music will work. I'll have that to you in a few hours. And lo and behold, when I got up the next morning, it was there. Because this company is located in New Zealand. So they're 15 hours ahead of us. So I'm, you know, emailing him at 8, 9 o'clock at night. And, you know, it's the middle of the day for him. So when I went to bed, there was no email, obviously, but I got up in the morning. Sure enough, there's an email waiting for me with the updated program. Going to try to get it into the system here. And hopefully everything will work. And for some reason, if it doesn't, I've got a plan B. So we're going to get through this. It's going to take some time. Not only do I have to finish getting the software installed, I need to learn how to use it. Because it's like anything else. When you get software that does, you know, whatever it is, they all do the same thing, but they're all set up a little differently. So I got to get through the learning curve, and I'll get through the learning curve. And once I do, then I'll be able to really begin to get this thing set up and running and get the radio station to sound the way I want it to, et cetera, et cetera. But also, I have to get a new streaming company. The streaming company that I've been with, I've had some problems with their standalone player folks that are blind and visually impaired, they have a thing, what is called a screen reader, that lets their computer talk to them. These screen readers don't work very well with this standalone player. And I had a few people complain to me that, hey, you know, it's kind of tough to do this. It works, but it's not ideal. So I thought, okay, let's change streaming companies also because, you know, they'll have a little better tech support. Someone had recommended this company that I'm going to. It's a little bit cheaper. It does a lot more and gives you a lot more. So I'm going to switch. And the other thing I'm going to do is actually build a website, a little website, not a real big one with all kinds of pages and stuff, but nonetheless, like a web page with maybe a few sub pages that will be set up in such a way that people that are using a screen reader will be able to use it. And also, this will give me the opportunity to be seen on Google, because I've had people say to me, I can't find you on the internet. I've searched for you. I know the name of the station, but I can't find you. So I'd send them like the link and everything, and it would, you know, so then they could listen. But this will be a little bit better. But I'm talking to a local company here that is good. They say they can help me build a website. I've just got to see if I can afford them, if I can afford to have them do it. Because setting up a website's not cheap. And I don't know how to build a website. I've never done it before. So I have to see if these guys will be able to do it. If not, I've got a plan B. So this is all going to take some time. And hopefully this will all come together in the coming weeks or month or so. I am not exactly sure when the radio station is going to be up and running. We'll just have to, I'll just have to kind of take it day by day and one step at a time. And when I have an idea that I'm ready to go, I'll let everybody know. So then you will be ready to enjoy it. And musicradiowjs.com will be back on the air. Now, you thought that I wasn't going to do a pun today. I bet you thought that, didn't you? Well, I've got one for you. You know, the best thing about dead batteries is that they are free of charge. The best thing about dead batteries is that they are free of charge. Now, if you have a pun that you'd like to share with me, a comment, a question, an idea for a guest on the Jim Snyder Podcast, I'd love to hear from you. The Jim Snyder Podcast at gmail.com. That is how you can reach me. The Jim Snyder Podcast at gmail.com. And of course, you can always reach me via the radio station's email address. That still works. There's just not a working radio station right now, but that'll come. Musicradiowjs@gmail.com. So there's a couple of ways you can get in touch with me. Well, there you go. We're all up to date. Not a real long podcast this time around, but I've always said I'll come on when I have things to talk about and share. So I had some things to share with you today. So that'll do it for this time around. Until we meet again, this is Jim Snyder reminding you, as always, it's not what happens to you in life that's important. It's how you respond that really counts. We'll talk again real soon. Entertaining. I promise.
Big Jim, the Jim Snyder Podcast.